started. I ain't ever slowing down. I ain't ever slowing down. I ain't getting any older. I'm still here and still around. I ain't ever slowing down. I'm still here and still around. I ain't ever slowing down.
Jimmy C.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Mike Johnson is warning the Senate a border deal would be dead on arrival in the House if conservatives don't get what they want. Aid for Ukraine and Israel are tied to the border deal. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says negotiations are in good faith.
Look, House Republicans, they have a choice to make, right? They have to choose whether they want to solve a problem, actually solve a problem like the Senate is trying to do in a bipartisan way, or get in the way and score political points.
Former President Donald Trump criticized the border deal, calling it a gift for Democrats. Jury deliberations have started in New York in former President Trump's defamation trial. Columnist E. Jean Carroll has already received damages from her allegation Trump sexually abused her in the 1990s. She wants even more money. Her lawyer asked for $24 million. Trump left the courtroom in a huff during closing arguments and later returned. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is still working to free hostages in Gaza.
President Biden spoke with Qatari Emir Sheikh Al Thani and Egyptian President al-Sisi. As a matter of fact, that second call with President al-Sisi just wrapped up here a little bit ago to discuss the latest developments in Israel and in Gaza, including our efforts to secure the release of all the hostages taken by Hamas.
The UN's top court has ordered Israel to do all it can to prevent death, destruction, and any acts of genocide in Gaza. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge, consumer spending, cooled further last month. Microsoft Teams is experiencing an outage that has blocked access and limited features for some users. The FBI in Utah says an 18th century British painting stolen by mobsters in 1969 has been returned more than a half century later to the family that bought the painting for more than $7,000 during the Great Depression. A Utah man had bought a house in Florida in 1989 from a convicted mobster, and the painting was included in the sale. This is AP News. Colorado Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is defending her decision to move to a new district.
Could you, like, give the definition of carpetbagger?
The debate stage was in Fort Lupton. Republican primary candidate Mike Lynch questioned Boebert on her decision to join the already crowded congressional race in Colorado's District 4.
My boys and I needed a fresh start.
She responded to criticism over moving to Weld County and abandoning her 3rd District seat, which is now considered a toss-up against a Democrat.
We have an opportunity now to absolutely secure that seat and keep it red and stop the Hollywood money.
Lynch announced this week he's stepping down as minority leader in the Colorado House after he barely escaped a vote of no confidence over revelations of a DUI arrest. Fellow candidate Richard Holtorf, the Republican whip in the Colorado House, had this to say.
Boebert has made a very big misstep in her decision to jump from CD3 to CD4.
I'm Jennifer King.
Ed Donahue, AP News.
The news this hour is sponsored by Right Way Shell. Attention all drivers, Shell's Fuel Rewards program is here to save your wallet and put a smile on your face. Fuel Reward members with platinum status can now save at least 10 cents per gallon on every fill-up with any fuel type. Download the free Shell app today from the App Store or Google Play. Drive on and cash in big time. Right Way Shell in Spring Green.
The rest of this afternoon, well, a lot like what we have been experiencing as of late. Overcast skies and foggy, periods of light rain and drizzle, highs in the upper 30s, north winds of around 5 tonight. Look for lows of 33 and light winds, cloudy with fog, drizzle possible early. Saturday, highs of 39 and mostly cloudy, foggy in the morning. And on Sunday, partly sunny, highs of 38. With light northeast winds, it's 38 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
that I used to love. Sun is setting and my eyes are getting heavy with the feeling of a whiskey buzz. You knew me when I was 15, but then 15 more gone by. Now you're standing there with the wavy brown hair and those crystal blue water eyes. So I gotta let you know, I don't wanna take it slow, 'cause this is the best day of my summer. You're holding me close, yeah, you're pulling me in. I can't wait for you any longer. I've waited my whole life for it to begin. I don't care about the people everywhere, baby, I'm not gonna miss the way you, the way you, the way you, the way you kiss. Oh, the way you kiss. Oh, yeah, baby. Now the stars are shining and the moon is brighter and the fire is burning high. Your car and those jeans that fit just right. You said, all I know is it feels real good to be right here, right now. And all I know is I loved you then and I would get to you somehow. You said, I gotta let you know that I don't wanna take it slow, 'cause this is the best damn night of the summer. You're holding me close, yeah, you're pulling me in. I can't wait for you any longer. I'm waiting my whole life.
Jesse Haynes, The Way You Kiss. Well, it just also happens to be today, January 26th, National Spouses Day. So maybe you give that special other of yours a really good kiss. Also, it's National Peanut Brittle Day for all the peanut brittle lovers, if I could say that. Also, National Green Juice Day today. Doesn't really specify, just green juice. So I guess if it's green, it's a beverage. You're celebrating it today. Also, it's National Big Wig Day today and National Fun at Work Day. But of course, here at WRCO, all of us are very professional. Phil, I'm on the air.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3, drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauling marbles and rocks, and thought it twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss, and I began to understand it's something women like about a pickup man.
When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I seen was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man.
You can set my truck on fire and roll it down the hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a cup of coffee. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, it wouldn't have. Traffic jams is a song. like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I could be found in the bed of my truck on the No Chase Line. Blacked in my spot at the driving show. You know the cargo lights give off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand. There's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, you wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You get something women like about a pickup man. Around the block, and you know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down the hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, you wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. It's just something women like about a pickup man. Like about a pickup man.
Oh, drop that pickup now, boy.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind.